The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Around Your Questions, episode 587. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? X marks the spot.
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Brett Murdoch.
What up, people?
And Brian Manjoma.
Hey.
All right, guys, we have returned for the second stream of the day. You know how we get down during Summer Game Fest, you know?
I will say this for about you.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, you were here too. This is your second roll time, you know?
I'm doing my part.
Yes, you are. What about you? Hey, there's Chris. Perfect. Right as we're sliding in here. Hello, Mr. Chris Seeley.
Hello.
All right. This is the Summer Game Fest special, people. We'll be answering all your questions about Summer Game Fest and all the related events. So, you know, Xbox and the PlayStation thing, everything, you know. And I unlocked the gates a little bit. So we have a little bit more questions from certain people. I was like, yo, just ask as many questions as you want. Go ahead, you know. So we got a decent amount of questions. But we will get to all of them. You know, give them the right amount of time. These are kind of in order, but we'll see what happens. Mob Hits starting us off with four questions, bro. First one, what do you guys make of Asha Sharma's decision to make Gears of War E-Day a console exclusive? Was this the right call, or are they, Xbox, potentially losing out on money on release date?
No.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Before anybody answers, I should give some context to this, right? 24 hours before, you know, we saw the show, there was a listing on Best Buy with a PS5 logo. Then around the same time, our best friend, Mr. Jeff Grubb, said that they made a last-minute decision not coming to PS5 after all. And at first, we were like, that doesn't make any sense. You would have already had contracts and shit in place. Probably not going to happen. Turns out, now we're not saying that did happen, that they did it last minute. I don't believe it happened last minute. It probably happened a while ago, you know. But regardless, it is a console exclusive. So, that's the question. Do you guys think you know, they're going to lose money because of this?
I don't think so.
All right, go ahead, Brett.
I think if anything, it might ingratiate their community with them, which I think overall is going to make them more money.
I hope you're right. I tweeted this out. Oh, by the way, again, more context. About, six years ago. Streets of Rage 4 came out, right? And it was also day and date on Xbox. And I tweeted out, hey, guys, buy this fucking game. You want to support the developers. I got fucking shit on, destroyed, you know? So today I tweeted out something similar about, Gears of War. And I was like, I know I'm going to get shit for this, but I think you guys need to support this game and buy it. To my surprise, everybody agreed with me. Like, oh, what a difference. What a difference 6 years makes, you know? I think... Yes. Like, here's the thing. I understand you're missing out on the PlayStation people, but the PlayStation people didn't buy Gears of War, whatever the fuck it was, you know? Mm-hmm. So it is good to ingratiate yourself with your core base and to show other people we have an identity, or at least we're trying to get one back. Besides Halo, what is the biggest franchise on fucking Xbox and Forza 2, obviously? Gears, right? You think Gears, you think Xbox. So in my opinion, okay, business-wise, it may be a bad idea. But as a fan, or video game fan, I think it's a fantastic idea, you know?
Well, no, business-wise, it is a good idea. Because there's two trains of thought, right? Right now, a lot of companies, a lot of publishers, EA, Activision, all been guilty of this. Bobby Kotick is the king of this. It's very short-term thinking, right?
Yeah.
Just profits now, you know, he's constantly dumping people, staffing up, getting a product out the door, like for maximum profit, you know, and then he makes his margins look even better when he laid off people before the fiscal year ended. And it was a constant cycle. There's this thing in business now, there's no long-term thinking. So I'm very surprised at her. Like, this is a long-term strategy. You got to have console exclusives to give people a reason to be in your ecosystem. And part of that ecosystem is the Xbox itself, is the console. So that whole, this is an Xbox, that's an Xbox, PlayStation, Xbox, that's all out the window. That's gone. What is an Xbox is the Series X and S and whatever Project Helix will be in the future. So this is a very smart strategy because you want Project Helix to succeed. The only way to do that is to have your key IPs on the system itself and not anywhere else. Not giving it, not putting it out on Steam, not putting it out on PS5, not giving it to Nintendo. It's got to be on the Xbox. There's plenty of IPs that they can do that, can have cross platforms. You know, Minecraft, they're never going to get rid of that. And there's other stuff they could do too, but like Tony said, Halo and Gears and, well, Forza's already out there, but maybe the next one, maybe the next Motorsport, or not Motorsport, what's the fun one? Horizon. Maybe the next Horizon, yeah. They'll pull back to console exclusive. But we'll see. But this is a very smart move, and it's not something that pays off in the short term. Like, everybody sees, like, oh, you're losing out on Sony money. That's fine, because what you want to do is pull people into the Xbox ecosystem, and then in the long term, your revenue goes up. So that's a very smart move, but it takes patience, and it is a gamble. So
yeah,
well, let's hope it pays off.
Yeah, you convinced me, because I wasn't thinking about it for the long game. I was thinking about the short term, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, but, and Chris, some clarification, Gears of War E-Day is coming to Steam. I'm actually on the page right now.
So, oh, it is on Steam? Yeah. Okay, well, I would think you'd want it just on the Microsoft ecosystem, but all right, that's fine.
Yeah, it better be cross-play, you know? All right, does anybody here think it's a bad move for them to do this? Seems like we're all on the same page here.
Yeah, I mean, Chris was absolutely right about this. I feel like it's better for the long term. You gotta make sure your brand is desirable. You can't just be saying, oh, we're going to release a Project Helix, which is going to be like $1,000+ console releasing next year, and still expect people to buy it for your games. Ooh, when you can play it on the PlayStation.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And it's like, oh, wait, yeah, this thing costs a lot of money, but I can only play these games here. And this thing still costs less than a PC. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm with it, man. You know, we need real fucking exclusives again. All right. If nobody else wants to, I think we're all on the same page there. Move on there. Another one from Mob Hits. Which of the Summer Game Fest showcases won this year? I don't know about winning, but which ones did you like? You know, we'll go around the room. Man, you can start first. Which one was your favorite?
I would say the Xbox one was my favorite. The second one is the actual Summer Games Fest, presentation. And the third is the PlayStation one.
Yeah. All right. For me, it's almost the same, just flipped. Summer Game Fest 1, Xbox 2, PlayStation 3. Carlos, what about you?
Oh, man, you said PS3?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yo, the PS triple? Remember those days? Shout out. It's the triple. Go ahead, Carlos.
For me, I'm with Tony. Even though the Xbox Showcase and Summer Games Fest are pretty much, you know, neck to neck, they're really close. But I would give the edge to Summer Games Fest, just because the top tier games that they announced are the ones that I'm the most excited for. Obviously, Xbox did Persona 6, which would be my top game, but they only did a logo. So
that's right.
So, you know, if they showed like 5 seconds of a clip of the game, that might have put it Xbox over the top, but they didn't. But it was still pretty close. So I would give, you know, Summer Games Fest a nod for the best one, and followed by Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah. Brett, what about you?
Honestly, I think it was the Xbox one. I'm a bit surprised by that, but I can't. It's been a minute since there were like 5 games I was excited about in a single show. So I guess I'm reluctantly excited.
There you go. Brian, what about you? Which of the showcases did you like?
I have to go with your ranking, Tony. But for me, it's a very slim between all three of them in terms of which one was truly the best, because they all were just mid, in my opinion. But yeah, your ranking, Tony, I think is the same as my ranking.
All right, and Chris.
I agree with everything that was just said.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Rich?
Yeah, Rich. Yeah, no Rich here. He's probably, he can't be sleeping. It's early over there, 7:30, you know? Maybe he'll join
Rich
us.
Is probably partying right now.
He's probably going
to the room, going to all the different like parties.
Nah, he's playing his green Xbox, the translucent shit, you know? Oh. Shout out. You know, I hope Rich got that, man. That's so fucking cool, man.
So is that carry on, or is that there's?
I imagine they're gonna ship it to you. I don't know.
I'm thinking they're gonna ship it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, talk about a PR bonus to give everybody in that room an anniversary Xbox
Series X.
That is a huge plus. Like, that is a very smart move, I think.
That's awesome. I mean, that's, you know, reminiscent of like, hey, look under your seat. There's an Xbox under it.
You pulled an Oprah. You like, get an excuse Xbox. Me?
Fuck. Man, I wish I would have got to Game Fest, man. I would have become an Xbox fan with that shit, you know? I'd become one of those shills, you know?
Did you sell yours, or did you not buy that?
The X? No, I never bought the X. I have a PC, you know?
Yo, man, but your PC ain't transparent and green.
It's not. You know, you can see through it, though. You know, the panels, you can see the internals. Yeah. but it ain't green, though.
ain't green.
Yo, I got an NVIDIA card, though. Does that count? That's team green. Good stuff. And then another one from Mob Hits is Gears of War. Oh, go ahead. Did anybody want to say anything else? Is Gears of War E-Day going to be able to run on the Series S? Ooh, it's a good question. But maybe badly, you know?
It may look like incredibly compromised version of that game.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Like everything else on the Series S?
Yeah. Wait, Barry, really? Apparently, somebody already listed, I hope it's fake, that somebody already listed one of those Xboxes on eBay. Of course they did.
Is it somebody who was at the show?
Yeah, it had to be.
Is it someone that's part of this regular podcast?
Well, I need money. It's very expensive out here. They're taking it down. Good. Take that shit down. I shouldn't even be there. I think Gears of War on the S is going to be very interesting.
How come they didn't make an anniversary S?
Oh, I think they wanted to get rid of that system.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like trash. Out
the window. Get these things out of here.
Who else says we're doubting the coalition? I'm not doubting coalition. Richard's a great, editor in chief. He's talking about the fucking, the developers. Obviously, I mean, maybe they could pull it off.
Why are we doubting them?
Because he's insinuating that they can make the game run like butter on DS.
Run. It'll just run. Look awful, and
yeah.
It'll look good enough on there. I mean, you already have an idea what games already look like on it, so just imagine whatever that is. So, I mean, low resolution, running at 30 frames per second, you know, the usual shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what this machine is capable of, so we know what we're going to get. It's not going to be a surprise. All right. We got a few questions here from Eurocar 9. Holla at your boy.
Uh-oh.
What are your thoughts on Aaron Greenberg's tweet about emphasizing exclusivity? Yeah, he was very adamant about Gears of War E-Day. He said, not timed exclusive. It will always be on Xbox. Granted, we've heard Xbox say this before, you know, but they seem to have come back to that. And they've also come back to the whole, you know, case-by-case basis. They've come back to that as well.
You know, but there's always a way around this. You could be like, Gears of War E-Day Anniversary Edition, which is essentially a different SKU. Whenever they add a new name to something, it's considered a different SKU from the original. So theoretically, you could say, yes, Gears of War E-Day is on Xbox, but Gears of War E-Day Plus, that's, you know, not, you know, they can get away with silly shit like that.
Or they could be like, yeah, it's an Xbox, it's an exclusive to the Xbox Series X, you know? They never said about the Helix, like, oh, we're Helix now, and we got this other edition, you know, coming to other systems, maybe. Carlos, for no reason whatsoever, what are your thoughts on this?
Here's the interesting thing. This is strictly a response to the feedback from the Xbox community.
Oh yeah.
This is not something they just came up with and they're like, we're taking a stance with Gears, and it's like, no, it's like they know it's going to hit with their fans, and, you know, their chest's going to be out because of these news. But I'm just curious, because with Xbox, most of their games are third party.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the games that they showed, you know, they had the PlayStation logo on it. It was just, you know, Gears. So looks like it's only going to be their, you know, their tentpole titles, their big three. So I wonder how strong that tweet is, considering that most of their games are not actually console exclusives.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Well, I think they did clarify, it's like games that are like multiplayer will still be, you know, multi-plat. That's a mouthful, by the way. It has a little bit of a tongue twister, multiplayer, multi-plat.
But Gears is multiplayer.
But Gears is multiplayer too. That shit's exclusive. So I guess, Carlos, is a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
Very
interesting. I feel like the case here is Gears of War, in particularly because the fan base was going crazy before this.
Yeah.
You know, ever since, you know, Sharma took head and Phil left, it feels like that's one of the mandates the fans have been clamoring about.
Yeah, you know, the fans are probably about this shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. What about the rest of you guys? What do you think of Aaron Greenberg's statement?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing?
I mean...
Yeah, I agree with Manny.
All right, fair enough. All right, so move on. Who in the panel is planning to play Gears of War E Day? Me. I'm planning to play it, you know.
I know Adam Azor is day one.
I'm already playing it.
I don't know. I may have an Xbox. I may have a PC that might be able to play it.
Ooh. But
I'm not big on PC gaming. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. So
I hate the idea of sitting in front of this thing and playing fucking game.
Yeah, but I don't blame you. That's why I hooked it up to my TV. You know, so I could move. So yeah, me, Chris, Carlos, I don't know about Brett. You're still on the fence, right, Brett?
I think I'm gonna play it.
Ooh, there we go. That's a full team.
Hey, it's got co-op, doesn't it?
Yep.
Four player co-op.
It's got coop for the full campaign too, I believe, which is pretty cool. So
it is based in New York.
Yeah. See, we got four men right here. You don't need Adam. He's going to play with his other buddies, Carlos. You know, he's not going to leave you behind again. I won't leave you behind, son.
No friend left behind. And Adam, you can go play with Christopher, whatever the hell their name is.
Yeah, right?
Oh, it's
Richie.
I was a bit disappointed because nobody wanted to play Gears of War 1 with me.
Uh-oh. What's up with that?
Well, I didn't know you in 2006.
That's a good point. I think Manny's talking about the new Gears. I didn't buy that one.
Oh, I just came out to be, you know, the one.
Whoa, Manny, you all got fucked up.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
I bought it.
That your like connection got all fucked up. So, Manny, are you talking about the remake?
Yeah, well, not the remake. The re-release or whatever from that they just put out on PS5. Nobody wanted to play.
I don't think anybody bought it. So
I'm the only one.
Yeah, you're the only one out. Yeah, well, you know, there you go. That's why it didn't sell well.
Yeah. Y'all don't buy no gears. I thought you all about that life, son.
I have you're that like, game already. I have that
like,
game. I already have the game. It's called
I beat that game like 10 years, like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, actually, for me, it was 10 years ago when I first bought it. What's the name of it? The Reloaded Edition? Well, I forgot. You know, the one, you know, which one I'm talking about. I played that. I got that game already. I'm good. You know?
Yeah.
We good. All right.
That's why nobody bought it. Everybody had it already.
Yep. Brian, do you have any interest in Gears of War?
Yep. I probably will pick it up.
Oh, let's go. It looks
like a fun time.
Let's fucking go. When you get a game going with Brian, you know it's going to be fun.
You know he's going to know all the secrets.
All everything, you know? All right. Doing a mic test. Adam, Reggie, you're not coming on the show, bro. Reggie thinks he's on the show. All right. Anyway, let's move on here. Last question from Mr. Eurocar 9. If possible, Rich isn't here though, but I'll ask the question. If possible, uh-oh, what are Rich's thoughts on Summer Game Fest and the other festivities he experienced in person? Well, Rich ain't here, so can't answer
there's
that question.
There's only one thing that Rich can answer, and if you know what I mean, soundboard. Come on, that's a phenomenal question.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That is a phenomenal question.
See, there you go. Yeah, it is. Yeah, a phenomenal question.
By the way, Reggie, since you're there, I think there was some misunderstanding. I thought you were talking about you wanted to be in the chat. We're not having any special guests tonight, dude. So sorry about that. So to make it up to you, I'll have you on a future episode, but we're not doing that tonight. You know, because gotta prepare for guests. So sorry for the confusion there, bud. Anyway, moving on here. We got some questions from Romu Death. Oh, man, all the heavy hitters are coming out tonight.
Where's Killer Pigeon at?
You know? All right, first question. And then we're going to go around the room for this one. This might be a tough one. What were your top five favorite games of Summer Game Fest, bro?
Oh.
So for no reason whatsoever, I saw this question ahead of time for no reason. Actually, because I edited the shits. And I have my answers, so I'll give you guys time to answer or rip my answers off, whatever you want to do. So my top five, and I'm going to say these are in order, people. Riku, ooh, get ready. These are in order. I know Riku doesn't like it when I put shit out of order, you know? Yeah, sorry about that, Reggie. I was like, ready for what? Like, no guests tonight, but because we don't usually have guests on the question show. We usually save the guests for the main show. We'll have you on, Reggie. We got to talk about Marvel Tokon, you know? All right, so in order, and these two are very fucking close. And it shows, and I'll say this, the second one, it shows you the power of how much I want this one, because the first one I'm going to name, I've been waiting 20 years for, you know? First one, Virtua Fighter Crossroads, man. I am so fucking ready for that shit. Like, I knew, you know, Studio RG was going to knock it out the park. What I saw blew me away, you know, and we're going to get more into it later because we got a question about this game, but Virtua Fighter Crossroads, you already know. And then the second one, again, so close, man. Too close. And a game that legit looks next gen to me, and a game that's very controversial. And we have a question about later on, Stellar Blade, Blood Rain, man. Oh, shit. Yo, when I saw that game, excuse me, you know, I need that fucking game in my life. That looks insane. You know, number tres is Final Fantasy VII Revelation. No surprise there. You know, that looks fucking legit. You know, give me that. And I'm surprised coming out so quote unquote early. You know, I thought the show was going to come out in 2028 because it was 4 years between the last games. And usually when you get a trailer, it's 2 years until the game drops. No, this bitch is coming out in March. You know, not March. I think that's me fan casting. It's coming out in spring, so it could be June 20th for all we know. I'm fucking there. Also, special shout out to Tifa in Street Fighter VI. That was crazy. FGC went nuts, you know. Number four, Wolverine. You know, talk about the expert. You know, gonna bring it to you. Wolverine looks fucking dope. Love how bloody it is. Not happy about Jean Grey. She kind of looks a little haggard. But Wolverine looks fucking cool. A lot of blood going on. And then my number five, we already talked about it, Gears of War, people. You already know. Mm-hmm. I actually have a shit ton of honorable mentions, but we'll get to those later. Again, yo, listen, you motherfuckers are going to hear me be happy tonight because I've been complaining about fucking games this whole generation, you know? So you're going to sit there and you're going to listen to me talk about the games I want to play, you know? Anyway.
I got something to say.
You know, Carlos, what about you? What are your top five games? You don't have to list them in order, by the way. Whatever you want.
I think my five are definitely Gears of War E-Day. That's one of the heavy hitters for me.
You know,
Monster Hunter DLC.
Excuse me.
I can't wait for that. Gen Atlas.
Oh yes.
I, that game, here's the thing. I forgot the name of the creator, but when you his games,
Ueda.
Fumito Ueda.
Yep.
Like whenever you see his games, like you know you're gonna be immersed into a freaking world. Someone's imagination. It's gonna be crazy. I can't wait for that.
Yo, Carlos, real quick, I was thinking about this. You know those shower thoughts you just have and shit? You know how the tagline for Superman was, you will believe a man can fly? The tag for all the way to game should be, you will believe a grown man can cry. Those are sad games, bro.
Oh, yeah. They make you feel.
Mm-hmm. You know?
They are the heartstrings.
Yeah.
So I think that's three.
Yeah.
A game that surprised me and that I'm thinking just straight off my head is Valar Morghulis.
Oh, excuse me?
The Napoleon game.
Yeah.
That game looked interesting. Just, you know, the setting, like we were talking about it, there's all these Victorian time games or, you know, future games or cyberpunk games, but we haven't gotten anything during the Napoleonic Wars. So, or at least not as frequent. So that one, you know, piqued my interest. I think if I were to say the game that I was most excited about, I also have a lot of honorable mentions, but I think after the success of earlier this year and after the renaissance of this company, in particular for this franchise in the past decade, it seems, Resident Evil Veronica,
man.
That game, I cannot wait. That is going to be great. Capcom, man, they can remake a game like no one's business.
Damn, Carlos pulled a Dylon. He's like, my five favorite publishers, Capcom. Like, you said Monster Hunter.
That's it, because they spit on fire. That's it,
Capcom. I should have said Street Fighter 6.
Yeah, that's
Tifa announcement.
Go to Cap Gods, you know?
The Cap Gods.
All right, Chris, since you were talking, what are your top five?
Oh, I'm guilty of the Capcom's one as well, because Onimusha, I can't wait to play that game.
Oh,
I can't freaking
right.
wait. I don't know, September, I don't know if I'll make Brent.
Oh, shit.
but that's one game I have to isolate funds. I am definitely looking forward to that. Like, everything, Monster Hunter Wilds looks good, all that stuff. Wolverine? I'm very impressed. I'm glad finally there's something that's close to X-Men Origins in terms of brutality and the fighting and stuff. So I was very pleased with what I saw. And then definitely Gears of War. Gears of War E-Day, I'm there.
Gears.
Gears, man. This is it. This is the one.
This is the one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was very excited that we saw a Castlevania game, especially a 2D. So I'm excited about that. So put that on my list. And yeah, this is in no particular order. So it's not like, you know, whatever. There was a lot of cool stuff there. I got excited for Crazy Taxi. That has to be on there for me. Younger guys are not going to understand, man. That thing occupied my Dreamcast the day I got it. It didn't come out.
That was it?
Fucking great.
Yeah, no, that was great. Yeah. All right. Brett, what are your favorite games of Summer Game Fest?
That's really actually kind of tough this year. I think that was it Clockwork Revolution, the Magician's Game, Valor Mortis looked pretty fucking cool too, as did Wulong. And I don't know. I'm also excited. I'm going to go more than five here.
We got to celebrate tonight.
I'm also excited about the reboot of Black Flag. That's not a huge thing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But Guild Wars 3, as an MMO fan, like the only one here, like, fuck yeah, I'm excited about that. Power World is finally coming out with, like, it's finally launching, but I've already played it. So it's a weird middle ground. Like, it's getting the 1.0 release, which is always, you know, big, but not big. It's a weird middle ground. But, that's just early access. So I'm actually excited for that too. And Blood of the Dawnwalker, like as somebody who kind of missed out on some of the Witcher stuff and it never really hooked me, I kind of feel like this is my opportunity to get into a new franchise that kind of has the same vibe.
Nice. Manny, what did you like? No order and name as many as you want.
Let's see. Control Resident. It's obviously on the list. That's a good one. So I mean, they keep showing it. I've actually gotten to the point where I don't look at any of the stuff anymore because I'm just like, I know I'm down. You don't need to show me no more. Jin Atlas, Fumito Ueda's game. Don't know exactly when that's coming out. We'll see. Probably 2028 or something. I have Senua. Senua. The one that looks fascinating to me from it's the Plague Tale game, but it looks like there's a lot more action to it. Like she's jumping off of shit and stuff. Looks interesting. I'm interested to see with that. I don't think they're gonna, doesn't look like they're doing the whole like rat thing this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the rat no. like the thousands of rats anymore.
No, this one's more of a prequel take on her story. She was in the second game as a companion. Yeah.
So that looks interesting thing to me. The out of the Xbox games, they call it the Magician's Devil's Dio. I think that looks interesting. All the little, you know, fun little card things. Feels very sort of Bioshocky. I don't know what's up with this year. There's quite a bit of Magician's games coming out. There's also one that's called the Magician's Hand, which is like this the 2D side scroller like game. It's still in development. And you like this, it's all hand animated, and the guy, like the magician, gets his hand chopped off, and then you play the hand trying to get back to him.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, but it's still in development. It wasn't even put onto this thing, so I wouldn't even, you know, mention that. Yeah. So far, that's what it is. The what I'm thinking so far.
All right, that's good. And Brian, would you like?
There's quite a few things. So without trying to rehash everything that's just been said, I just want to add a quick note. I was excited for Monster Hunter, and then I seen Kishalo was coming back. I'm like, oh, fuck's sake, I don't know this guy. I really don't like Kishalo. Didn't like him in World, didn't like him in Rise. So now that he's coming back, it's like, fuck that guy. Apart from that, yeah, excited for that. Here's a few ones that I'm just going to list off. Just to be different. Not saying that I don't like anything else, it's just that I'd rather not just rehash the same names. Gundam Rogue Orbit, loving some giant robots, so that's going to be fun. Ace Combat 8, apparently I'm the only guy who likes playing Ace Combat games to some degree. Here's good. One. 1666 Amsterdam, made by the same guy who made Assassin's Creed. OG.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for that. There's a demo too, you know?
I just finished downloading it. I'll be playing it while I'm not talking.
There you go, man. When I saw when I saw Patrice Desailly, I'm like, let's fucking go. You know, he's the guy that created Assassin's Creed, not fucking Jade Raymond, people. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. Clutch, the racing game, because love me some racing game.
Very nice.
It looked interesting. Speaking of which, Stuntman, because I was enamored from the first 2 seconds off that game. Here's one for Tony. Alien
Isolation 2. Oh yes.
I'm surprised, Tony, that you didn't say that.
So. Brian, remember how I said I had a shit ton of honorable mentions? You know,
that's a shit ton of honorable mentions. And the last one is, of course, Metro 2039. Come on, you knew, like, I'm sure that when you all seen that, I was like, okay, Brian will love this game.
We did.
Like,
oh, we said that right. That. Oh, we said that totally right on the stream. Like, oh, where's Brian?
There you go. Haven't seen the stream, but I know.
Well, to be fair to us as well, we did say Brian would love this game when we saw the dinosaur game.
That is true.
But then you said it's not Dino Crisis. Fuck that.
Yeah. All right. So I was teasing. Here's the honorable mentions. You guys already named some of these, so whatever. Resident Evil, bro. Let's fucking go. Like, we already kind of knew they were going to remake Code Veronica. This one's just called Veronica.
There was a bunch of rumors.
Yeah. Here's my thing. My criteria is I don't care if it was announced. The criteria is, do I want to play this game? That's the criteria, you know?
You will play it.
Veronica, Alien Isolation, you already know. Again, another one that we already knew was coming, but it's just seeing it, it's like, oh, shit. Let's go. Chris, Doom the Dark Ages, bro.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man, that looked fucking good. Let's go. And also, Chris, you mentioned this one, Castlevania. Give me that shit. I'm already there. The Ueda game. Rayman Legends, I got to play that actually, like a demo of it. So that's dope. The Last Ronin, I'm very interested with that one. Platinum Games, Ninja Turtles. I know the last Ninja Turtles game they made wasn't that good, but I'm holding out hope, you know, because that last one was pretty brutal. Tomb Raider.
Not in a good way.
Legacy of Atlantis. I love the original Tomb Raider. It's a remake of that. It's a remake of that because this is a second remake. But I'm there. 1660 Amsterdam, you know, Patrice de Sele. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Control Resonant, because I'm like, oh, shit. Now, here's the funny thing about that, Gay. Here, Manny, I was even more extreme than you. I almost didn't watch those old trailers because I'm like, it's Control. I'm getting it. So I wasn't paying attention. I actually paid attention this time. I'm like, oh, there's some Gravity Rush shit going on here, you know? So I'm kind of glad I wasn't paying attention before. I'm even more hyped, you know? So it's like, wait, you got Devil May Cry and Gravity Rush? Sold. There's probably more games I didn't mention. This was, like, again, this rekindled my passion, bro. I was like, oh, fuck. And I was getting to the point where I'm like, yo, like, I think I might be done. Like, there's nothing to look forward to. Now there's finally shit to look forward to. Very happy about that, you know? But there's always the good with the bad. Oh, go ahead, Carlos.
Oh, I do have honorable mentions as well. I do want to mention Persona 6. I do want to mention. And for Persona 4. Golden Platinum Definitive Edition. I do want to mention Tony, you mentioned the Last Ronin game, so shout out to that. Shout out to Stranger Than Heaven, Tupac, excuse me.
That was crazy. There's some controversy with that, by the way.
Oh yeah, the definitely controversy. Oh, there's controversy in a lot of games. Cuphead, man. I cannot wait
for
another Cuphead game. But they didn't really, this makes, like, I wasn't as hyped because they didn't make it seem like that it was going to come out anytime soon. So we'll see. And they're also making that Sega Genesis game, apparently. So
yeah, and Chris already mentioned it too. Crazy Taxi, let's fucking go. You know, a lot of good games. But yeah, you said controversy, and here's one controversial question too. Are the folks who think Evie from Stellar Blade Blood Rain, you know, the people who think she looks like a child, are they being racist? Basically, if you saw the trailer, people are saying she looks like a 10-year-old girl, you know? And I'm like, you know, I notice you guys always say this about Asian women, you know, which tend to look younger. So to me, a lot of people expose themselves by saying that shit, you know? Because, like, yes, she does look young. There's no denying that. Developers even said they purposely made her look younger than Eve. But she still doesn't look like a kid. Some people went crazy saying she looked younger than the girl from Pragmata. You know you're fucking reaching when you say that shit, you know? So to me, it's just one of those things. It's like, generally speaking, you know, not all, but generally speaking, Asian people tend to look younger than, like, Western people do, you know, and even an Asian person will tell you this too. They look young for like most of their life, then the switch flips and they suddenly look 80. You know, that's just how it is.
Are you not saying Asian don't crack?
They don't, you know, like, bro. So to me, I just found all this incredibly, you know, and I'm not, you know me, I'm not a fucking, you know, woke asshole SJW or whatever, but I found this shit fucking racist, you know? She looks like a 10-year-old girl. This game's for a bunch of PDF files, you know? I'm just going to call that term, you know, so I don't say the real one. So I'm like, come on, guys. What the fuck are we doing right now, you know? What do you guys think of that controversy?
Can I be controversial?
Of course.
I mean, it does look like a kid.
Excuse me?
So I don't know. I don't know what that says about me, but, when I saw it, I'm like, oh.
You've been to Korea, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but the character, I have Western eyes, so the only way I can see it is by, you know, my life experiences. So when I see someone that looks like that, to me, they look, I'm like, if that person asked me for a beer, I'm gonna have to ask for their ID. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. Am I the only one? Let me ask that question.
No, you're not wrong, because to Western eyes, she looks fucking young. But if you're around enough Asian people, you kind of learn to compensate for that. You know, because you're right. My instinct would be like, don't give her a beer. But it's like, you know, since I've been around a lot of Asian people, look at my neighborhood, I always assume they're probably 10 years older than me. Maybe that's racist, yeah, but I've never been wrong about that stuff either, but to your point, Carlos, there is compensation that has to be done because you're a Westerner, but here's the thing, you're at least acknowledging that you're looking at it from those frames. These people are just flat out saying, no, she looks like a fucking kid. You know, and there's no other way of seeing it. They're not even acknowledging that it's because of their Western eyes that they're seeing that, you know?
Yeah, clearly the character is young. I don't know if anybody can say this person is 30, you know?
No.
So yeah, it's within that age range. And I mean, if you say, oh no, actually she's, 21, like, oh wow. Like
Asian that, 21, which probably means 14 are our eyes. Let's just be honest here, But I noticed that as soon as she took the cloak off, it looked better. And then somebody did something interesting. He put a different hairstyle in her, so she looked older,
One thing I'll mention is that the character looks like they have their baby fat still.
Yeah.
So that, usually when, when you see someone that's of age, they usually lose that baby fat.
Yeah. That's something a lot of people pointed out too, that some Asian women keep that baby fat, even though they're adults, under the eyes and stuff, for example,
mm-hmm.
Cause you're not wrong, but my thing is just making a declarative statement. No, that's a child and you're a pedophile. slow the fuck down, man.
Yeah, it's you can't be definitive. There are older people that look like kids.
Yeah,
or young.
See, I like the way you're approaching. She looked young to me, but I understand why I'm saying that. But they're not saying that. She's a 5-year-old, and you're a fucking pedophile. Okay, bro. And I find it funny that because somebody was comparing her face actress to the model. She doesn't look anything alike. I'm like, huh. Now you notice the difference. But when you put fucking Deborah Ann Wolf next to Faye, suddenly, oh no, it's the same person to you. Come on, son. You can't be tripping out like that, what's the double standard here? It's crazy. So you can see the difference after all. Anybody else want to weigh in on this? I'm going to take that as a no. So we'll move on. Mr. Lego Bro. In all, Summer Game Fest was very solid. What is the thing that you believe was missing from the shows? That's a good question. I didn't think about this one. Which one?
Bloodborne 2. Second Carlos, damn it.
Bloodborne 2, as joking one, also Kojima was in the States and didn't hook up either Keely or the Xbox team with some exclusive
news. He had to go to Katz's Deli,
He had to go to Katz's Deli and hang out with Gene Park.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that's pretty OD of him.
He ain't got nothing to talk about. What is he going to do? Show up and be like, hey, hi, I'm Kojima-san.
He could have brought up Jordan Beale to spew off for a couple of minutes.
Yeah. By the way, I hope you guys don't mind if I go off on a little bit of a tangent here. Because I got to give some love. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen his fucking name in ages. Father, son, what's going on, brother?
What is this? Who is this?
Yeah, so he goes, hey, what's going on, fam? Long time no see. He goes, I'm Commander Unicron. Ooh, that's a good name. I'm Commander Unicron, a.k.a. Father, son. If you remember, of course. And he goes, if you remember, Emilio, we met at the first Death Stranding event in Manhattan. I had your work on display, a motorcycle. That's pretty cool. I don't know if you remember that.
A motorbike. I did remember. I do remember meeting up with you at the show. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, he goes, Commander Unicron on X. Okay, I'll good to know. Yeah, man. Listen, man, we remember our people, bro, and we definitely remember you. Thanks for the continued support. He goes, Tony, do not bother trying to understand those people. I know. I just got to call him out for the bullshit. Anyway, so Carlos, go on. You were saying what was missing.
Yeah, but Bloodborne 2, because all the fans were asking for Kojima because, Homeboy was in the U.S. and Jeff is his best friend, apparently.
Hmm.
So, you know, he was missing from the show.
The joke is that they're not best friends anymore.
Yeah, right. Gene Park's his friend now, you know.
There's this whole thing. They're saying there's this whole somebody. It was a Spanish tweet that says, "Realize that after being snubbed at the Game Awards, Kojima has not interacted with Jeff Keighley since then."
Yeah. Oh, Chris.
And you see it. Like, yeah. Sometimes he'll put a little wavy thing. And yeah. He doesn't say anything.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't like him. Yeah. By the way, Chris, her name is Rose Belmont. That's the protagonist.
Yeah, I saw that. Rose. Yeah.
Very cool. To me, maybe, you know, I think I've interpreted this question differently. Because you took that with a game, which is appropriate. To me, what was missing was the cohesion of E3. We're getting there. But it's not quite there yet, you know? It still doesn't feel like one unified show. I don't know if it ever will, especially with the days and stuff. Like, E3 was a whole week. This is just a weekend. I feel it was more unified, but it still doesn't feel like one cohesive thing. So I felt that was still missing from this. What about the rest of you guys? What do you think was missing from any of these events?
I think for Sony's one, it just was missing any sort of, like, It just feels like they're trying to fill up space, and they kind of are trying to fill up space because they don't really have any, they barely have any first party things. So
yeah,
well go ahead, Chris. I know it's a glaring omission. Anybody notice one publisher didn't have any type of direct during
Nintendo?
Just completely MIA, and apparently they were there because there was 2 30-second blocks during. The Summer Game Fest presentation where there was third-party stuff on Switch 2.
The sizzle reel.
They had reps there. They had marketing people there. Where's the direct? Where's any announcements? Nothing? Okay. That's pretty interesting.
Wait, you said they had people there?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, that is interesting. I heard that there were no PlayStation reps on the ground during Summer Game Fest, which is interesting.
And that's also interesting.
Yeah. And by the way, I could say this because I'm obviously not going to say names. That's not something I heard through a grapevine. Somebody I know personally told me that. I'm like, oh shit, you know. Very interesting. Sony just had their little stream and dipped, you know. Yeah. Intergalactic says Commander Unicron. All right, anything else that you guys felt was missing from any of the shows?
Oh yeah,
there's the big one.
Something.
Ooh, go ahead, Brian.
Ooh, here's a good question. Is Carlos going to say the same thing that I'm going to say?
Excuse me. All right, let's do a countdown after three. All right.
Okay.
One, two, three. GTA 6.
High Guard.
No. High Guard. Oh. Well, High Guard is fucking done.
That thing's dead.
I think it's dead. The studio's gone, isn't it?
I think most of it was.
Yeah, I think they downsized the studio heavily, but I think something there's still like something around.
They're still fucking limping along. You know, they weren't going to show GTA 6. They showed GTA 6 and that game would overshadow everything. You know, nobody would talk about shit, you know.
Oh, no, definitely not. That would have been taking every media soundbite. Yeah. It would have been the cover of this show.
It would have been absolutely. That would have been the only thing we talked about, you know. All right. If nobody else has any ideas, we'll jump in. Although I do want to quickly say. Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I really do not remember his name, but GTA 6 is like that guy from Friday. Everyone's just scared of him and hopes that he just moves along without
any
type of noise.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That is GTA 6.
That's funny, man. GTA, like I said, I said this on Twitter. Basically, GTA 6 has like reverse gravity. Instead of pulling things in, it pushes things away. You know, because like every game, man, is pushed out the fucking way. Now you see February is a bloodbath, you know? Every game's dropping. It's great. So it's like basically January and December, you ain't getting shit, you know? And November, yo, shout out to Godzilla. They were like, fuck that. We're putting our game out in November, bitch, you know? I think Kotaku said it's like there's only one game coming out in November, and of course it's a Godzilla game. Godzilla called every other game a bitch. Is somebody pointing this out to us like, okay, because that game is a remake of some old ass fucking game. Ironically enough, that original game came out when GTA 3 came out. And now the remake's coming out with GTA 6.
Oh, that's weird.
That's funny, man. All right. Mob Hits. I dropped this one down here. Will Virtua Fighter 6 or Virtua Fighter Crossroads revolutionize 3D fighting games with narrative and gameplay that's new to the genre? I'm not going to say revolutionize, but it's definitely changing shit up. You know, the reason I'm not going to say revolutionize is because they're doing their own version of World Tour mode, which is what Street Fighter already did, you know. But this is obviously like we're putting Yakuza into this bitch, you know. And it's also literally putting a story in Virtua Fighter. Virtua Fighter never had a story outside of the Devil's Shark for Jeffrey. That was literally it. That's all you got. But I think the fact that the marketing for this game has been so heavily focused on the narrative lets you know they're trying to pull in a different crowd, you know. And I'm assuming we're probably going to get like a game, like full gameplay reveal, probably starting during Summer Game Fest. That would make sense. But I like that they're not in it. Every fighting game just caters to the, you know, the FGC people. Let's just be honest. This one is clearly, hey, we want a cool story. We got a cool story for you. Check this out. You know, and I like the characters, you know, very diverse, which is cool. The main dude, Cielo, he's pretty cool, from Paraguay, you know, probably the first fighting game character from that country, which is interesting, you know. So I'm there, man. Again, I don't think it's revolutionary, but it's definitely, you know, it's taking what Street Fighter did to the next level. And granted, there's not a lot. There's so much space for fighting games and narrative that it's just easy for anybody to just do anything with it, you know. So I think that's cool. And if you saw the other stream, like every character has like certain chapters and like they're on a chart and then they intersect and shit. And then some of the older characters are in there. It's fucking dope, man. I can't wait. You know, you can't fuck anything up. There's no narrative there. So RGG Studios is free to do whatever the fuck they want, you know. Yo, I just thought about this as I'm talking about it. Imagine if one of the DLC characters is Tupac. Why not? They own his likeness now or something. I don't know. By the way, I do want to quickly comment on the whole Tupac thing, right? So I saw a lot of people get very, very upset about that, right? Me personally, I'm not upset because I never cared about Tupac, but I understand why people are mad. This isn't like, you know, them resurrecting like an old actor that's like been dead forever, right? This is a rapper that was killed in living memory and his family.
He was murdered
and his family is not consenting to any of this shit. So I absolutely get the outrage and I think it's justified, you know, even though I personally am not bothered by it, you know?
Yeah. His
I didn't family. Know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. What happened is that his mom, his mother was the executor of his estate after he passed away. But when she passed away, she did not specify an executor. So it reverted to the manager, Tupac's manager.
That's crazy. So that's why people are pissed. The family's
just trying to get, you know, get back control of it.
Yeah, and it's a battle they've been trying to fight for years. I learned all this stuff over the weekend. I didn't know about any of this.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, Jeffrey? You know, he goes, Virtua Fighter's new guy was instantly more likable than Luke in Street Fighter. I agree. I agree with that. You know, Luke is just some meathead.
Would you say it's because of David Hayter who developed the world?
Hey, there you go. You know, that helps. You know?
Yeah, David, the names in there, David Hayter, you know, there's actually quite a bit of big names on
big
there.
Big names there, yeah.
As far as narrative. But yeah, David Hayter is the world builder of that place.
That's cool. Game. You know, yeah, they listed all his credits, X-Men, Watchmen, you know, and some other thing I didn't recognize.
Wolves, he directed Wolves, this film, this Jason Momoa film before he had really hit.
Interesting. Wolves. But yeah, good stuff. Yeah, Virtua Fighter 6, I like how if you see the logo, the VI is highlighted because 6, you know, but they're not, and also smart, they're not calling it 6. Because if a new person sees 6, they're going to be like, oh, hold on, do I got to play the other 5 games? They're not calling it that. So I think that's smart too, you know? All right. Moving on here. Gaming engineer, Alpha Chuck, you know, and shout out to Alpha Chuck. He was actually able to join us live. He said during that stream, he's like, I'm actually able to join you guys because you guys stream too late for my old ass. he goes, this week's showcases gave us JRPGs, action games, fighting games, shooting games, strategy games, racing games, and more. I don't know about you, but I feel more positive about the next year of gaming than I have in a while. I agree. Something for everyone is coming soon. On top of that, I noticed two big patterns across all showcases that we have not seen in quite a while. The first one is a majority of the games shown will be released in the next 12 months, many with concise dates. Two, there were very few live service games shown off. Do you think this is a sign that things are improving? Yo, the way he broke that shit down makes me even more positive. That is true. A lot of these games are dropping in the next 12 months. It's not, you're like before. It's like, yo, what's it dropping? Your guess is as good as mine, buddy. You know? So, I think, you know, this could be, I'm going to say it could be a sign because, you know, you want to be a little skeptical. You never know. Again, this is definitely the most positive I've been about gaming for a while, too, man. It even got to a point where I'm like, how long am I going to keep doing this fucking podcast when I don't want to talk about games anymore? It was getting to that level, you know? So this shit, you know, it's like, okay, here we go. About fucking time. I just hope we don't have to do this shit next gen. Wait 10 fucking years or whatever for the shit to start, you know? But I'll be fucking old by then. Who even knows, man? If I'll have the dexterity to play video games, you know? But that's a whole other story. I think it's a sign of things could be improving. I don't want to make a definitive statement yet, like those Stellar Blade people, you know? What did you guys say? Did you notice those patterns? Because I didn't notice it until he pointed it out.
Well, I think the thing is that just because they're not on the game, these things doesn't mean that they're not being released. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they're still out there, you know, but I think they're just, what's the things that they know they're sort of getting, at least with the Keely, he started getting the idea, like these sort of service games don't really sort of, you know, ignite people, you know?
Yeah.
But they did put Guild Wars in there, but Guild Wars is an MMO that has sort of like tenure, you know, because there's at least been three of them. There's going to be three of them.
Yeah. But yeah, what about the rest of you guys? Did spark some hope in you for gaming?
Yeah, there was more there that was like, oh, this is great. I want to play this. Like, there's been years where I'm like, I don't think I want any of this.
Yeah.
You'd watch a whole stream, doesn't matter who it was, you'd be like, I don't give a shit about any of this. And then what would always be the highlight of those, air quotes, of those old streams, like Alpha Chuck said, it's a live service game. It's your High Guards. It's the Concordian timeline, as Carlos said. It's all those. It's all those fucking, got looter shooters, extraction shooters, fucking, PvP, like, you know, team PvP, like Overwatch and all that shit. Everybody's tired. So I'm glad. I was very glad to see a lot of these like single player narratives, even like the little stuff like co-op. That's fine. Like Gears of War E-Day, I'm excited. That's not live service. That's just you can play it by yourself. You team up with your buddies. That's great. I love that. Like, please, more of that.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else? No love for game. No reinvigoration for gaming. These fests didn't do it for you.
I'll get reinvigorated for gaming when these fucking games come out. Well, just, you know, right now we're just seeing a bunch of trailers. So give me a few months.
Yeah. But are you at least like the fact that we have dates that are actually somewhat definitive?
Yeah. I like that we have dates that are definitive. I like seeing we have some new experiences coming along the lines as opposed to the same old, you know, 20 names.
I thoroughly enjoyed this past week with the shows and the games that have been showed. And, you know, like Chris mentioned, I'm glad that the trend of just life service looter shooter type games are slowly declining. We'll see if that keeps going on the decline. So we'll see later on what happens. But so far it's been encouraging. I wouldn't say I'm reinvigorated yet.
Yeah, that's a good word. Encouraging.
I mean, they did have Ben Starr, like, you know, wasting about 10 minutes talking about some stupid new Fortnite thing. But, you know, Fortnite's TV's knees, right?
Yeah, they got to pay the bills, you know. I get it. I'm going to go with that word, encouraging. I'm very encouraged by the future of gaming, whereas I literally wasn't Thursday. You know, it's like, oh fuck, you know, with the bullshit, fuck gaming. Like I was watching also, I'm like, yo, I think gaming might become my main hobby again, like it used to be, you know, because it hasn't been for a while. You know, gaming is just a side thing, which is fine. You know, nothing wrong with that. But it's just like a lot of the stuff that we've gotten is just drivel. You know, so it's good to see that we're getting some good shit. Yeah, look how many of these fucking games I rattled off. And Chris, like you said, back in the day, bro, even like a year or two ago, I would be like, hey, what game do you like from these showcases? None of them. Yeah. You know, they're all shit. That's what I used to say. Not anymore. You know, and I was like, you know, fire hose. All right. If nobody else wants to jump in, move on to the next question. September 2026 is one of the busiest months in gaming history, and October is stacked as well. At this point, would a game be better off releasing closer to GTA than lost in the sea of releases? It's a tricky question, you know, because like you either are coming out with every game on Earth or you're coming against the beast, you know, it's a tough one. I would personally just push the game back to like March. That's what I would do. Yo, GTA is coming. I don't want to come out with all these fucking games. Push your shit to March. Put a little bit more development time in it. That's what I would do, you know? And, yo, in the game I feel the most worry for is fucking Control, son. You know, that's the sandwiched in between so many games, man. You know, so we'll see. But, yeah, I don't think releasing closer to GTA is dangerous, you know? Unless it's like a single-player game you could knock out in a week, you know? It's interesting how much power GTA 6 has, you know, just pushes everything away.
Anyway, yeah, nothing's being, you know, released for that month. It looks like except for Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla's the only one.
The whole September thing, like you mentioned, it can't be sustainable, man. There's just too many games. I don't know where the market is for so many games to sell at that congested time frame. Maybe some will move. We'll see.
I'll say this, man, because obviously no one has the money and time to play all these games. I say make a list of the priority games and then buy those bitches on sale. You know,
you mean a wish list?
Yeah, you could do that.
Like too. They always keep on they keep on telling you.
Yeah. Actually, use your wish list. You know.
Yeah, you know, I was actually in you know, one of those so, you know, obviously, you know, I worked in the game industry, and I was in one of a meeting that essentially was for, I think it was either Microsoft or Sony, and they were literally talking about their initiative to, you know, to focus on wish lists.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Where, like, in other words, to try to gauge things and try to push people onto wish lists, you know.
Yeah.
So that they have a good idea of what things to sort of push at them and all kinds of other things. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. If nobody else wants to say anything, we'll move on. Another one from Gaming Engineer. What was your unexpected surprise this week during the showcases? It's a fun question.
Tifa and Street Fighter 6.
That was crazy. Even though another one of these fucking things, like, I wish the leaks didn't happen, because that would have been a genuinely crazy moment, you know.
But the it's funny about the leak, though. The leak said that Vega was going to be.
Yeah, the leaks were wrong about everybody but her, you know.
Yes. Although they didn't talk about anything about new characters. They were just like, it's going to be Tifa and it's going to be Vega.
Yeah. The leak said it was Tifa, Vega, Mike Hagar, and one other character. I'm forgetting who it was. Ironically, the one you would not expect to be it, the one you were like, that's bullshit, no way, was the character. Oh, man, I feel sorry for the Tekken community. Those motherfuckers were crying. They've been asking for Tifa for over 10 years, man. You know?
There was a fun little tweet to Toronto replied to. They're like, how do we unlock Tifa? And he goes, become friends with Tetsuya Nomura and the director of the new Final Fantasy game.
Yeah. You know what? Before we go on with the surprises, Brian, you're a Tekken guy. What did you think of the Tifa announcement? You know?
That was pretty cool. Again, I've not been asking for Tifa in Tekken, so I'm not in that crowd. And it's a shame. But then again, we got Clive.
Yeah, we got Clive. You know,
Yeah, 16, and then we got Noctis from 15.
Yeah, 15.
So I can understand.
They got the main characters from those games.
Yep.
Yeah, so I can understand where they were coming from. That okay, it makes sense that the only that will be another Final Fantasy character. So I can understand that. I can understand the butthurt as well. You know, it would be cool to see like cool HD Tifa because everyone loves some HD Tifa. But again, I'm still happy that Street Fighter got theirs. Again, that's cool. I can't hate on that. It was pretty cool.
Brian, any surprises since you're talking?
The only one surprise to me is Stuntman. Like
that was crazy. That was right.
I was so confused. You know, and the fact that that game exists means that these people that are developing it are easily in the 40s or mid 40s plus. Yeah. Because one, they didn't include any of the new Fast and Furious in the trailer, which they would have if they're younger, because that's all the young ones know. And just all the retro cars in there is just like, yeah, these guys, they love classic films. They love cars. Made a stuntman game. I honestly never thought that would happen.
Yeah, no, that was crazy. I still got to think, because the problem is I knew about some of these surprises already. Anyway, no, fuck it. I'll go down the room. Manny, surprise.
I'm with Brian. The stuntman one was just like, what the hell? And then obviously Tifa the whole Street Fighter announcement.
Yeah.
Because again, like I said on the show, Bosch, it was actually a very popular character from the story mode.
Yeah. From World Tour mode.
From World Tour mode. And a lot of people have been asking for him as a playable character. So now he's going to have his own move set and everything. So pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, and you probably would agree with this, even though you don't play Street Fighter, that I like the fact that there's brand new characters.
No, like all of those guys. Yeah, all those characters are all new characters, and they all look cool. Like mm-hmm. the I think that the new girl is with the little knife thing.
She's Filipino, like
the Philippines.
Yeah, which is really cool.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't think we had a Filipino. Maybe what was it?
Not
maybe
a Street Fighter.
One game, not Street Fighter, but I think in like Fatal Fury or something like that, they had a Filipino character.
Yeah,
but yeah. So it was cool.
Good stuff, Carlos.
Yeah, the Tifa one was the main one. Like Brian mentioned, Stuntman. You know, when you saw all those IP cars from the movies and stuff.
Yeah, Knight Rider.
The crazy thing about it is that this original Stuntman didn't even have that.
No,
it just
didn't.
Had like look-alike cars. Like they had a DeLorean in there, but it wasn't like the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
I remember the original one had like their own version of the General Lee and shit, you know? They probably won't have that nowadays, son.
Oh no, they will not have that.
Fuck.
Also, another huge surprise was the TMNT, The Last Ronin.
The Last
Ronin. Made by Platinum Games. Iskium?
You know.
And I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. You know, the Tupac stuff was might not have been the happiest thing, but it was a surprise.
Yeah, it was, man. It's okay because Snoop Dogg co-signed it, right?
Oh yeah,
Snoop Dogg Televisal. For me, even though I already knew about it, because it's just like, wait, what? A Star Trek horror game from Bloober Team? Like, wait, what? Like these things don't compute, you know? Roll Aaron is starring in it. Chris and I were talking about it. Like, we speculate it's probably happening during DS9 or maybe TNG, Chris, because I don't think she's a Maquis in this yet, you know?
Yeah, and in season 7, there was an episode called Preemptive Strike. That's when she joined them.
Yeah. So it's got to be, I don't know about when this happens, but I think it's cool. I'm like, wait, Bloober Team? A Star Trek horror game in and of itself is already crazy, you know, but Bloober Team? You know, and they've been getting up there. So that was pretty surprising.
They have another game that's already coming, the Saw game.
The Saw game, that's right, yeah.
What clued me into Deep Space Nine was there's a scene in the trailer where she gets in that room with zero gravity.
Yeah.
And you see a baseball, and that's a hint to Cisco. Remember,
yes, he always that's had right. Ooh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. It could be that. Chris, what about you? Surprises or surprise.
Well, that same game was a very, very big surprise to me, and I'm looking forward to seeing what that's about. The fact that I don't know if you guys knew about Tomb Raider. I'm shocked at a couple things. One, that there was another, they didn't, I thought they would give a breathing room after the last three, after we had whiny Laura for the last games, and then we're getting OG Laura Croft back. That's a surprise. I'm like, holy shit, they went back to her. It's like, are we going to get her like fucking with her butler and training in the mansion? I'm like, damn, all right, fighting dinosaurs, this is great. So I was surprised about that. I was surprised about Last Ronin. There was a fair amount, like Stuntman came out of the blue for me also. Especially, I got very happy. I know Brian was happy when he saw the Mitsubishi at the beginning, but when I saw the white Testarossa, and I was like, is that Miami Vice?
Excuse me?
Wait, what is happening? And then, Kid came out. I was like, holy shit, that's amazing.
I heard that, whoa, 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 I'm like, oh, shit.
And then it ended with the DeLorean. I was like, this is fantastic. I think I need to give this my money just because they put all
the
that
A-team van
there.
Is going to be like a DLC.
Throw it in there. Yeah, man.
Well, why not? Jibba jabba. Brett, what was your biggest surprise?
The fact that Microsoft didn't completely fubar it up.
I'll take that. I mean, I'll go further, Brett. I thought you were going to say that you were surprised that you liked anything. That's my other answer. Like, oh shit, I'm surprised by this.
I didn't even have a lot of faith, and I was kind of like, oh, okay, well, this is actually better than I considered, so all right.
Yeah. Good stuff. And then the final question of the night, and Brian, I'm glad you talked about this game so you could actually provide some insight here, from Tall Geezy. He goes, while I'm excited to see a Gundam game announced, this barely looked like Gundam. It looks like every other Western mech game, and they slapped a Gundam head on the mech in the preview. Curious what the panel's thoughts were. Brian, you go first since you mentioned this earlier.
I don't follow Gundam. I just like giant robots, and I see the giant robots, and it's like, okay, it looks cool, and the design was almost reminiscent of not Vanguard, Vanquish.
Yes,
and it was like very sleek. So I'm like, okay, I had some slight hope it was a Vanquish too, but I know that's not going to happen. I mean, I'm more likely to get Dino Crisis and Bloodborne 2 more than I am to get Vanquish 2, so that's like not even a thing. But yeah, I can see where he's coming from. It doesn't look like classic Gundam games. I'm sure Riku would also very much agree with that. But I thought, hey, you know what? Let me have a look. It's, again, giant robots. Like, you don't really get many of them. I mean, the last one we got, I think, was not Ace Combat. The Miyazaki one.
Mech Warrior? Was that the name of it? Or War? There's something. I always get it confused, but I know what you're talking about. What's the name of the fucking game? Brett, what's the name of that Miyazaki mech game?
Oh, Armored Core.
Armored Core. Yep. There you go.
Yeah, I think that was like the last one we got that was out there. So it's nice seeing it. Plus, I like the designs and how fast it looked. So I thought, okay, it is worth a look at least.
Yeah. So, and you brought up Riku, right? I had to hit him up. Because when I saw this trailer, I'm like, wait, there's aliens and Gundam? The fuck is going on here? But I was like, this might be one of those other Gundam shows.
Alternate world.
Yeah. So I asked him, I'm like, what is this game based on? So he says it's not actually based on anything. This is like their own, like another separate Gundam world, not related to any show. But he says there have been, and Riku, correct me if I'm wrong, I know there has been at least one Gundam show that actually has aliens. They're robot aliens, though, based on Grey Goo, which kind of sounds pretty dope, like nanites and shit. So there have been aliens in Gundam before, at least the alternate universe. But I understand why people would be confused, because I was too, because obviously the core Gundam, the Universal Century, doesn't have aliens. It's just humans fighting each other on colonies and shit. As for the game, I'm good. I've never liked these Gundam games. Like, generally speak, outside of Virtual On, I don't like mech games. They always control weird. And I forgot what the last game mech game I played. It was on PC. It may have been Mech Warrior. It was so fucking complex. I'm like, I can't hang, but I appreciate the level of detail because I'm pretty sure if you're a mech head, you would love that shit. You know, so much fucking micromanaging of these robots and shit. I don't think the Gundam game's going to be that deep, obviously. But it just looks, you know, combat-wise, looks like your standard, you know, hack-and-slash Gundam game and stuff. And I've never cared for those, so, you know, no care for this one. But it does look pretty. I'll give it that. It looks very nice.
Very nice. How much?
Yeah. But yeah, does anybody else have any thoughts on the Gundam game?
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys are regular listeners to the show, you know, generally speaking, we're not fans of anime games. It's just, this is why nobody brought up Attack on Titan. It's like, fuck, when they said three, I'm like, three? What?
Yeah, and then it looks like it's retelling the whole story again.
Yeah, so we're like, wait, what?
Oh, no, it's just the last part of the story.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay.
Are the other two games available on modern systems?
I think those are PS4 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, like PS4, you can play on PS4, but yeah, I'm a big fan of the anime, but I'm not a fan of the games.
Yeah,
I thought this one was playing was like tying the whole thing.
That's
so you play like the whole season, not the whole season, the whole anime.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah,
because the trailer did not show anything. Like it was during a certain time that it was just showing. It didn't show anything from, you know, let's say season one of the show.
Yeah, but the thing is, didn't they specifically say this is the you could play the whole story from beginning to end? I could have sworn said that.
Yeah, that's what they said in the thing. Yeah.
And maybe
I just missed it. I could take a look.
Yeah, take a look. But I think that's what Brian was alluding to because I remember hearing that as well. You know, like play the whole story because I'm like, so I was like, is this their version of Kakarot? You know, like you could just play the whole. Kakarot. You know, the whole, you know, the whole saga. That's the word I'm looking for. But yeah, there you go. And we're done, people. That is it. Very good Summer Game Fest. I'm very surprised. It almost, not quite, but almost felt like E3, you know, at least in terms of the hype levels. Although I'm not happy about September. So that's going to be very brutal. You know, there was two games coming out this July. One's Assassin's Creed and another one. Like, oh shit, it's coming July. I'll play it. But yeah.
Sassione,
you know? But yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't think we have anything to plug because Rich isn't here, you know, but shout out to Rich. He's out there over in Los Angeles land. So he, you know, check out the Coalition. There's going to be a lot of good articles. I don't know if they're doing video content, but there's definitely going to be some cool write-ups. So, and then obviously when Rich comes back on Thursday to Throwdown, you know, we're going to obviously have him tell us his story. Rich always has fun stories. So, you know, be on the lookout.
We'll talk about that.
We will talk about that, you know. So, yeah, man, let's wrap it up. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord crew. Shout out to the Discord crew. You guys were very, very awesome. Over the past week with all these announcements, a lot of fun times there. So shout out to all you guys, you know. And I like the fact that I, you know, generally speaking, you know, there have been times where we've had to go in there and like lay down the law. But generally speaking, I like how the guys in there self-correct themselves and shit or even keep things back. Like I've noticed like, hey, even like when it comes to cursing, they spell it differently. Meanwhile, I'm there cursing up like wherever fuck, you know, but like these guys, you know, maintain a level of civility that again, we're not actively enforcing. They just do it on their own. But I guess that goes to show our fan base, right? They're just dudes. We just want to talk about games. There have been times, especially with Frankie B, you know, gets a little too passionate, you know, but it's all good in the hood, you know?
I mean, we also have no fucking tact, so.
We have no what now?
We have no fucking tact.
Yeah, we don't, you know? But again, I just, because there's, you know, there's some genuinely pretty shitty comedians out there. Throwdown Community ain't one of them, you know? We're fucking awesome. All right, anyway, and of course you can find us on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
End communication.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Monjoma.
I love Jeff's subtle dig at Marathon not selling a million copies.
Oh, what'd he do?
Oh,
at the start of the show, when he's like, oh yeah, all these games sold over like a million copies, and Marathon was not on that list.
Oh shit, excuse me? By the way, that was a waste of time during the PlayStation event. I'm like, why are you showing Marathon? No one gives a fuck about this game. Get rid of this trash, you know? Anyway, we'll see you. What's up?
Maybe that's some sour grapes because Sony didn't put anything on there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, like this is our show. You ain't giving you nothing. All right, guys, we shall return on Thursday. Later.
Peace.
Later.